A Veterans for Peace chapter in Northern California recently honored Earth Day with a free screening of Earth's Greatest Enemy, Abby Martin's film expose of the world's biggest polluter. KGVM contributor David Rosenberg spoke with Harry Adams of the Monterey chapter of Veterans for Peace.
So, Earth's Greatest Enemy, could you talk about this event you're having, and what is Earth's Greatest Enemy?
Well, yes, Monterey chapter, we are showing Earth's Greatest Enemy, a film co-directed by Abby Martin and Mike Preisner, and it reveals and exposes some of the environmental damage that war and militarism is doing to our planet. And it's a area of that's been unexplored in a lot of ways, even among the environmental movement. Our concerns about global emissions, climate change, etc., rarely mention how much war and militarism affects that climate. So it's a project of Veterans for Peace to not expose just the true costs of war, but also of war and militarism, the day-to-day militaristic practices, particularly of this country, but increasingly NATO and other countries of the world. And we think this film is intended, number one, to bring more climate awareness to our own members, but also to start bringing that more into environmental movement and climate change advocates of that are concerned about what's happening in the world.
So it's not just the actual war making, it's the presence of military bases themselves and the pollution they cause?
Yeah. So if you look at the full array of the day-to-day operations of the Pentagon, it's the military bases, just the daily practice of flying planes flying in and out, trucks, vehicles, etc. It's the Navy being out in our oceans and gulfs, everywhere else, day-to-day in practices, traveling. It's flyovers. Veterans for Peace has a project that we go around trying to close down air shows, which is an extreme amount of emissions from these flyovers. You go to a football game nowadays, and there's a flyover, and that one flyover is more than me driving my car for a whole year. It's just in a 5-second flyover. So it's all those daily practices. And it's a, you know, it's a shocking statistic that when you look at the wars themselves, when you really track how much that impact is, the combination of the assault on Gaza, the recent war in Iran, attacks on Venezuela, Russia, Ukraine wars, they all fall far short of the Pentagon's annual emissions of about 165 million metric tons of emissions. So the U.S. military is the world's largest consumer of fossil fuels and also greenhouse gas emitters, the world's largest institutional polluter.
Although it's interesting, some military officials have said that climate change is a national security issue. And you'd think they'd want to do something about their own pollution, but I guess that's a tall order.
Yeah, since it's kind of embedded in the operations of the military, that says that's also in our national security to consider Cuba an existential threat. You know, so if everyone's a threat to you, then naturally you're going to have a military that's geared up for that threat and practice for that threat and conduct operations against that threat. And the military and our government has deliberately prevented military emissions even to be considered as part of global climate reduction goals. The Kyoto Protocols, I think in 1975 or so, the U.S. government pushed that most military emissions would not be counted in any way as part of any goals that need to be counted or reduced. I think the last time any count of military emissions, I think, was 2021. But in recent years, and particularly certainly under the Trump administration, we're not going to hear those words. But one of the things driving us at this particular time in Monterey to do this film, primarily, okay, it's Earth Day, so let's use this opportunity. But also, since the Trump administration is now planning to open up oil drilling and seabed mining along our coasts, and a lot of people certainly in Monterey and all the coastal counties are organizing, responding to the official, give public input through our website to these, proposed new leases. But thousands of people are responding. So we thought, let's use that opportunity and be involved in that fight and respond to that and protect our coast, but also talk about what, in fact, is driving the constant need for more fossil fuels. And I started to notice that the different coalitions that are asking people to respond to the new drilling leases never mention that what's the cause for the drive. It just says, here's the impact of the drive for more fossil fuels, but not really talking about it. Well, why at this time? And they never mention, part of the drive is, the U.S. military needs fossil fuels more than anyone else. So while we as individual consumers are said, you got to watch what kind of car you drive, and you should use an electric stove, or all these individual consumer decisions that we're supposed to be making, and even for the environmental movement, for the most part, it not including that, let's look at the cause of the drive for fossil fuels, both in the impact of war and militarism, but then even the economic system that creates that consumption and need for more fossil fuels.
And then, if you're talking about military pollution, it's even more than fossil fuels, right? If you look at the use of, say, Agent Orange in Vietnam or napalm, and they have other ways of causing toxic pollution, right?
Yeah. And burn pits that we experienced in the Middle East wars. And, I know for a fact my brother-in-law, I think he's at about 75, 80% disability from Agent Orange from two tours in Vietnam. And it's a long-lasting thing. I mean, we know war kills people, either quickly, but over many years. And that's just those of us who went in and left, not talking about all the victims of the war that still live in that country and in that region. There's important things to focus in on. And then we also have to look at the long range. Wars and militarism also kill animal life, our trees, the water we drink, the air we breathe. And people, of course, are responding to the immediate challenges, threats to democracy, this war, that war. We all got to be responding on the immediate issues. But at the same time, some of us really have to just keep up another message that says, whatever administration there is in this country, all seem to have, and it's certainly bipartisan, let's use our military to spread democracy or protect our national security. So that's one of the few bipartisan issues is like, yes, we're the greatest country
in
the
world. Or as some would say, protect the empire.
Yeah, protect the empire. Right. And that's the main drive for both major political parties.
Anything else you'd like to add about the film showing or the related issues?
No, I think that a lot of your listeners, I'm sure, are already opposed to the war and interventions. I would just, encourage people to connect more, whatever opportunity they have to connect more of the environmental impact with the different organizations, whether it's the No Kings rallies or different environmental organizations, to always kind of raise that issue that we need to cut the military budget, number one, support divestment policies. Santa Clara County is in about a week will be considering a fossil fuel divestment policy that some of us will be asking to expand to war weapon manufacturers, et cetera, not support genocide. So there's a variety of things that we can all do. And it can seem so overwhelming, I know, but we each can take a chunk of it and do what we can. I'm not doing this to save our planet. The planet will survive us, but what are we going to live with? How are we going to live? And particularly, you know, people in the global South, the disadvantaged, the oppressed people of the world are suffering more from this than certainly our tech billionaires, trillionaires, whoever.
That's Veterans for Peace activist Harry Adams speaking with KGVM contributor David Rosenberg. This interview was released on April 28th, 2026.